Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Saoirse, what's it like coming back to school, first off? What's it like coming back as an Irish international, Glasgow Celtic superstar?
Yeah, it's really nice seeing a lot of familiar faces. Some of my own friends that I grew up here with are now teachers and stuff. And I know some of the kids here as well. So it's been really nice, really wholesome. And it was brilliant to see the kids' reactions.
What was the reaction you got? Like, it was amazing, like, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I know, I think the sun always makes everything a bit better and brighter. And the kids were class. Yeah, it was really, really nice. And I was one of those kids as well before. So having them all come up and stuff was brilliant. And yeah, I loved it.
Just a little Q&A with all the kids there as well. They had loads of good questions for you.
Yeah, as I said, like, I was one of those kids before and some of the questions are brilliant. But yeah, look, they're doing brilliant and it's great to see so many kids now involved in sport and interested in women's sport especially.
This school is incredible. I went to a really small school, so having a school this size is kind of alien to me.
Yeah, I think it's now double now since I was here, but it's class. Like, I only live literally across the road as well, which is really nice. And then the kids wear the same uniforms and all still, so not much has changed, but loads has changed, so it's nice.
And you brought the weather from Glasgow as well, which is nice.
Yeah, sunny. So yeah, made the day extra special.
I suppose before we talk about the Ireland game next week, I suppose you have one game left this week with Celtic, a huge game against Rangers. I suppose how are the preparations going?
Yeah, look, it's huge. Obviously, we'd like to end the season on a high, Scottish Cup final in Hampden, and then obviously we're going into that national team camp. So yeah, I think we just have our heads down this week. We're really focused and it's really exciting. But yeah, we definitely want to come away with a winner's medal and it'd be great to go into camp with that winner's medal.
Have you played at Hampden before?
Yeah, we played the semi-final there, so and we won that obviously. So
what's that like, that experience of playing in Hampden? And
yeah, I think I have good memories because we obviously beat Scotland there a couple of years ago to qualify for the World Cup. So going back there, playing with club was a bit nice. And yeah, hopefully I can continue those good memories in that stadium.
What's it like playing Rangers and I suppose the Inter-Firm derby from the women's side of things?
Yeah, look, I think it still gets heated and there's still a big rivalry there, and the fans definitely enjoy it. I think obviously we're probably more like able to get near the fans and stuff, but they definitely let us know what their thoughts are and stuff, which is, it's great. Look, I think it's so important for the women's game to go in that direction and have so many fans get around, and hopefully now we can see a big crowd again come out Sunday. So it's really exciting and it's great that it's going to be Celtic and Rangers in the final, and hopefully we can take the win.
Yeah, I know they beat you kind of comfortably enough a few weeks back, but I can't imagine that's going to have any bearing on Sunday.
Yeah, look, obviously you always want to compete and you always want to beat them, no matter who we play. But I think they were obviously still going for the league. We kind of knew we were dead and buried in that stage, and we had just come off the back of a good run, I suppose, in the cup and stuff. And it's hard to get ourselves off of those games, and we're not going to have excuses, but yeah, Sunday's going to be a completely different game.
Golden boot again for you twice in a row. That's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, look, it's something that obviously a personal goal is really nice, and I wouldn't get it without my teammates. Like, we were only talking with a little boy a while ago, he said he prefers assisting than scoring. But yeah, I think, as I said, like, I wouldn't be there without my teammates, so I just have to put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, very, very best. Look, you've got to the 50 goals mark as well for Celtic this year. It's a great achievement again.
Yeah, look, Celtic's a huge club and I'm absolutely honoured to be playing there, and to score that many goals and have caps in a year and a half, it's absolutely amazing. So hopefully I can continue it.
100%, very best luck on Sunday. Next week though, Parky Cueve, I can see the smile on the face already. You must be buzzing to get back there.
Yeah, yeah, again, look, good memories. Obviously got a goal there last time we played, and hopefully can get on the pitch and do the same. And yeah, what a bunch we have, and everyone's just so excited. We had come off the back of a great camp, and I think we were all a bit disheartened with how the games against France and the Netherlands went in the first camp. So yeah, we're definitely here to make things right and cause a few upsets, and we're definitely excited.
Is it possible to describe that feeling of scoring for your country in Parky Cueve?
Probably not, no. It's just a whirlwind of emotion. Like, you nearly feel like crying, you feel like jumping up and down. Obviously that game we had to win by 4 goals, so it was kind of, I could see Carla telling me get back. Obviously, if we're going to score against the Netherlands, it's going to be big celebrations. So yeah, I think for me, I just keep visualising that and visualising those moments. And yeah, obviously everyone wants that feeling of scoring and winning, and hopefully we can go out and do it.
Does playing in Parky Cueve make playing for Ireland a little bit more special for you?
Yeah, look, I think playing at home is just extra special. Like, even in Tallaght and Dublin, that's our base now and that's brilliant. But definitely coming home, and like, even my granny being able to go to the games and stuff, it does make it that bit extra special that you can have people down here that can't travel up to Dublin and leave them see what we can do. So it definitely is that extra bit special at home. But playing for a country is playing for a country, and there's no better country to play for than Ireland. So definitely.
And to have Denise and Megan in the team as well is just incredible.
Yeah, look, the girls are absolutely brilliant, and they've definitely took me under their wing, and I'm sure they're both delighted to come home as well, and we all enjoy it. And last time we were here, it was great crack. So yeah, hopefully we can get the wins and it'll make it even better.
How have you found working under Carla?
brilliant. I've really, really enjoyed it. Carla obviously brought me in her second camp, and I've been in them ever since. So I think I've been growing with club and country under her. She's a really, really positive manager, and she puts her faith in me, and I can feel that, along with all the other staff. And they've just been a great click, and I think all the girls and all the staff, we're just one now, and it's really, really nice to feel it. And yeah, look, I think she believes in me, and I can feel that, and yeah, I want to go out and do her proud and do the team proud every time.
You've obviously played the Midlands before. It was a close game, just a goal in it in the end. What are you expecting from them second time round?
Yeah, pretty much the same, but this time we're at home, and we love our crowd behind us. We did have a good little crowd over there, but every team that's come to Park Equivis has struggled. France obviously struggled there, who are a big nation, so we definitely have that bite about us, and if I was them, I'd be a bit nervous. But yeah, I think, again, we're a small nation. No, there's no pressure on us. The pressure's coming from ourselves and from within our small little group. So, yeah, we'll use all that energy and bring it out to the field, and we'll definitely hear the fans and feel the fans.
I suppose the important message is for next week, get as many people into the park as possible.
Yeah, 100%. Can hear again a few of the girls today saying they have their tickets and stuff, which is brilliant. And we definitely need everyone to come out, because, as I said, like, when you hear that roar from the fans, that gives you that bit of energy. And it just makes that bit more exciting. It makes you able to go chase the goal and, hopefully put the opponents on the back foot. And it makes all the difference.
You gave all the kids homework off today as well, which is an extra special buzz for
yeah, homework off on a sunny day. What more?
You're like
you
the
want?
Lord Mayor giving homework
out,
off.
They can go out and play football now all day. Yeah, no, it's nice.
Sish, thanks a million, buddy. Very best.
Thank
next
you,
week
Rory,
and Sunday as well.
It. Cheers. Thank
thanks,
you.
Man.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.